Hey guys, welcome to the Years in Between with me, Loretta Maria.
And me, Yacinta Jerry.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, experience, and experiences in the Years in Between. How are you guys? Good? Bad? Tomorrow's a new day. But if you're good, tell us why. What happened? What's the good vibe about? Spread the joy.
Spread the joy because the comment section.
Question.
Given. Hello.
Exactly, cricket. How are you, my lovely?
I'm good. Had a really good latter end of last week. Went to a wedding. Yeah.
Went to a wedding. The fit, the face, the hair, the lashes, the makeup. Guys, it was TT.
Thank you. Are you guys, like, happy about the how I pulled off the dress?
Yeah, because, yeah, do you want to talk about what happened in regards to the dress?
Prior to the wedding, I showed my cousins on FaceTime, oh, this is the dress I'm wearing. And they all were like, oh. One of them even said, I've never seen you look so poor.
It wasn't me. It was not me.
I was like, oh my days. And I'm not going to lie, since that FaceTime, I thought, oh my gosh, like. I was like, oh my gosh, like, my... It's going to go down for me, like, my market's ruined.
No, but you said, even in the chat, you're like, nah, but guys, my hair and my makeup's going to be the fit, like.
Yeah.
Even the fit was the fit as well, but.
My silhouette was the fit.
I think it was part of the fit, but I definitely think the face and the hair can't, like, never declines.
Thank you. Period. Big thanks. Thanks the Lord.
Perfect. But you made a statement in the last episode that I just want to touch on.
What?
You said that you weren't going to be part of Book Life anymore. What happened?
This is not weak.
Oh, yes,
yeah, yeah. Back in the day would be give her neck because this is not a wig, honey. Cesarean.
Oh, I
see. You don't see my scalp there?
Yes, I can. Sorry, that's
yourself.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah,
sorry, I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Because when I was even editing, I was like, oh, because I'd literally just been scrolling on Instagram and I saw them. I said, but I said, wait a minute.
Yeah, I just did my hair that day. I've not straightened
it yourself.
No. I didn't want natural my again.
I'll insert a picture of or the video. Will you send me the video? Of okay, like you, and I put it here. So if you're listening audio, hop onto YouTube Years in Between and go and watch the visual. Yeah, of course. But yeah, she was so good.
It was cut, obviously, straightened, tea.
It was making a lot of sense.
Just had to step up for the boys.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's back in the closet until October.
You've got an avoiding them.
Yeah.
Guys, all the people around her get married. And you know what they say? Marriage is a bit of like osmosis type thing.
Doors opening for me.
Will there be a wedding on Years in Between?
Yeah, 2028.
I say 2026 or engagement.
2026? Sis, I would have to meet my man now.
If it's God's will.
Let me first get over the next season of my life. No words being said until then. Because we're not there.
But you know, sometimes God puts people in your life and they may be in your life during the season, whatever type of season it is, whether that be like good, bad, hard, easy, da da da.
Yeah, I have a weird feeling that the season that I'm approaching, well, the chapter that I'm approaching, but we ain't gonna talk too much.
Try to hear first, guys.
We're not gonna talk too much, but
you
yeah.
You cut this out and put it in the middle of the video. Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a good time. Are you excited?
Hi, Mom. We made it. I don't have cats. I have a man.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, my mom is slightly concerned.
Really?
About my dating life.
Really?
Yeah. She is. She's like. Not to say she's rushing me, like, oh, when are you going to marry, when are you going to have kids? But she's more so like, oh, you always find an issue, you always find a problem, you always find a reason to speak to them.
I was going to think you're picky, but I don't feel like you're picky in a bad way, though. You're not picky in, like, a unnecessary, like, you're doing too much way.
Yeah, like, yeah. Mm. I am picky, but she's worried that I'll end up with 10 cats. Not my portion.
But even if that's your portion, that's yours. If that's what you want, but it's not hers. It's not mine.
It's not ours.
Yeah.
But she's just like, you see, no, 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 him. But I'm like, girl's gonna find my man in due time.
She's just worried about her little girl. Really and truly, she just wants you to get married off, leave the house. She's trying to have the house. She's trying to do something with that room. No. You know, a leisure room, maybe like a little vibe room.
No. I'm good.
There was a TikTok where this man went round to a lot of women, like older women, who they look like maybe to be like potentially late 50s, 60s, maybe some even 70. And he asked them, would you regret or what would you have done differently if you could be in your 20s again or if you could be young again? And nearly all of them, I guess maybe he obviously edited it on purpose for them, like edited the particular responses, but a lot of them, completely unrelated, said, not get married as young, live a bit more life.
Damn.
I wouldn't have got married or had kids. One woman said that she wouldn't have had kids because her kids, unfortunately, I guess, maybe aren't good people in society or just not the type of, you know. But then she was also like,
no, I wouldn't have had kids. Yeah. That's actually a wild thing to say.
A lot of them, I think, not a lot of them, all of them said about not marrying as young. And a good number of them said, like, even not having kids or having kids a lot later. One of them, there's someone who said that she wouldn't have had kids.
When I have kids.
She said that she wanted to live in separate houses, never. She said that she would have had life partners, but not get married, had, like, boyfriends and stuff, but not.
Really?
Yeah, and she said that she would always have kept her own space. And one woman, which I think was quite good, she was like, get your career or yourself settled, like, be independent financially, be independent in your career so you're not dependent on anyone else, you have your own.
Yeah, literally.
And then you can obviously be with someone who then they also have their own, and then you guys can like come together, but it's like you're solid in your own identity separately. So it's an interesting one. That's interesting for sure. Yeah,
but I wonder, like, are they happy in their marriages?
I think, because there's also, I don't know, studies that say marriage is way more beneficial for men than it is for women. Obviously, I guess there's people who are happy in their marriages, I assume so, because it's still a thing. But those who are happy in their marriages, obviously, I guess it's positive for both of them, but they do say scientifically, like, because, let me not even get to the statistics, it's actually quite morbid. They're saying, like, people get divorced, that the rate of suicide on the male side, like, goes up by like a crazy amount, but then for the woman, her mental health goes up. Like,
that's so interesting.
So I guess it's like, but again, that's the thing of you have to choose a partner wisely.
Yeah,
very wisely.
I was listening to a podcast today. It was a supernatural one, and I'm not about to say the content of the episode. I'm just gonna say something that he said. But he said that how he met his wife, by the way, is very spiritual. But he said that you have to allow the spirit to lead you into meeting your life partner.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's fair. Makes sense, to be fair. Yeah. Also, guys, I've been stuck. This is very side note from what we were just talking about. But I've stuck to my walking. I've been.
That's good.
So it's been quite exciting. Went to the gym again for the first time in a while.
Wow. I really need to start. My older self is going to thank me if I start now. That's what I'm saying. I need to start. Mm. But my church, they're doing a walkathon for mental health, I believe.
Mm.
And it starts this Saturday. So I think, yeah, it starts this Saturday. So we'll be walking from 10 a.m. in the morning.
To one.
We're walking from where the church is.
Mm.
Oh, I'm gonna say like.
Time wise.
Maybe 2 hours.
You're gonna be sore the next day if you.
Yeah. No, maybe an hour 30.
I guess it depends on the pace. If you're like strolling, then you'll be fine.
Some people will be like ahead in front. Some people will be at the back. But I think it's every Saturday.
Oh, okay, that's cutesy.
Yeah.
That's nice. Guys, I miss badminton.
Why did you guys go?
Yesterday I couldn't go because I was just doing, like, other errands. And then the week before that, I don't know. Oh, my sister wasn't going.
She was busy.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, fairs. And then I think the week before that I did go, but like it's been like 2 weeks I haven't been.
Wow.
And it's such a like crucial part of my routine that I'm just like.
Next week we go again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah. Hope you guys' week is going well. Anyway, I've got a couple of questions.
Go on, sis.
Be lovely people around the block. Plethora of questions, actually.
Well, I can't see.
You know the drill. Like, if you even peeked over here, we'll get a bit techie. I'll do one question from each section. Okay.
Cool.
So, start off.
Mild.
Don't know if it's mild. I haven't chosen the question yet. But would you rather?
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Would you rather remember every embarrassing moment from your past with perfect clarity or forget your happiest memories?
I'd remember every embarrassing moment.
That's so true, but the way... Oh.
I'd cringe. But I can actually my brain my day protects, from thinking. My brain protects myself. Like, now, it protects me. If I've had an embarrassing moment, I'm sure I won't remember it.
It could really throw my day off. Like, not my day off.
Have
like
you had an embarrassing moment that you want to share?
I can't think of... I definitely have, but nothing springs to mind. It's just like...
Yeah. Same.
It's not... This one's not particularly, like, embarrassing, but it's kind of like, oh, like, what the hell? But it's like... You know when, I don't know, you're talking to someone in customer service or something, or hospitality, and they're like... Oh, have a great time or something. And rather than saying thank you, you say like, and you, yeah. Or like something like that, which is sort of like, well, they're not gonna,
yeah,
not doing what you're doing. Like, so, you know, yeah. But that's not like a crazy one. Okay. This was actually I feel like it's a quite good one. I'm really intrigued because, you know, since we come up with these answers, okay. Another would you rather, I know I said I'll do one of each, but I like this one. Would you rather be stuck in the getting to know someone phase forever? Or skip straight to deep intimacy with everyone you meet?
Deep intimacy in terms of... Sorry, just wanted to clarify.
Be so thrilled, yeah, like, I just had to emotional clarify. Intimacy.
Okay. Deep, okay, I would...
What the hell?
I just had to clarify, you know?
It's a PG podcast.
So the first option was getting to know someone... For the rest of your life?
Just be, like, getting to know, like, the talking stage.
Talking stage.
Okay, we'll say getting to know someone. Kind of same difference, no? Talking stage, getting to know
it
someone.
It is same difference. Deep intimacy.
With everyone you meet.
Everybody. That's heavy.
Because it just says, yeah, be stuck in the getting to know someone phase forever or skip to deep intimacy with everyone you meet.
That is so heavy. Like, in terms of, like, other sex or just anyone that I meet?
I guess it's...
Because if it's anyone that I meet, that's too much.
I'm assuming this is from a lens of romantic.
Okay, romantic. I mean, okay, cool. Let's say I meet someone, we fall in straight away deep intimacy. Would I really leave them?
Actually, no, yeah, flip that. If it's with everyone you meet, then it's with everyone. It's not romantic. It can be platonic.
Yeah, I think that's too much. Things for me to carry.
So you'd rather be stuck in the getting to know someone phase forever?
I think that could be enjoyable, you know.
Nah, the small talk or like the...
No, it won't be small talk though. Like, because getting, like, think about when we...
But there's levels to getting to know. What do you mean when we... No, but... Like, how would you...
No. I'm saying no. I'm talking about now, like, yes, we've been close since young. Mm. However, I feel like we still learn something every time we're together. Don't you agree?
Yeah, but that's from a lens of knowing you.
Okay, fine.
I'm not getting to know you.
Okay.
Say you meet someone in the shop and they're like, oh my gosh, I like your shoes. And then you're like, oh my gosh, thank you. And you like their style. And then you can be like, oh my gosh, I like your thing. Where did you get it from? Oh, I got it from this Instagram person. You're like, oh, let me follow your Instagram. Boom, boom, boom. So now you've become acquainted, I guess, yeah. To some degree. And it's like, okay, should we meet up for a coffee?
Yeah.
It's always a situation of just meeting up for coffee for the first time after having exchanged names and contacts.
That's I mean, that would be very repetitive, very... But deep intimacy, like, with everybody.
Like the awkwardness of first time meeting someone. Because sometimes it can obviously be hit off. Like, you could hit off, like,
yeah, like
twin flame type stuff. But first meeting someone, like, coffee or dinner, Nando's type thing.
And you just remain in that loop.
Constant state of, like, first, like, or, like, there's nothing to say anymore.
But then that would be getting to know them.
Yeah, obviously, but you have, like, you can't, like, there's only so much, obviously depends on the type of relationship you then, like,
develop.
Yeah, because, again, it could be amazing from the get-go, but there's only so much that can be said, like, but some people, they can obviously sit comfortable in silence with someone they've, like, never, like, interacted with, like, that before, but with you...
I think with the type of person I am, it would be deep intimacy. Just because I ask deep questions and I like to figure out why.
She does.
Yeah. What about you?
Much so. I think deep intimacy too, but I just think I like meaningful conversation yeah. with substance, because I get drained very easily from surface level conversations, even though I'm able to like entertain them or like
yeah, same.
For the sake of it, but they can be very exhausting.
They can be. As we all know. But yeah, I just can't imagine having a deep, intimate connection with everybody that I meet.
Exhausting. Yeah. Moving on to a scenario question for you lovely listeners and viewers, and Lisa to Joey. So you've been single for 2 years and finally meet someone amazing. Oh, scenario.
Sorry.
She said personalized for me, please. Golly. But they want to move across the country for their dream job in 6 months. How do you navigate the situation?
2 years isn't a lifetime, and I can meet someone else amazing.
Should you get in drop? Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it depends on the connection I had with them, and obviously, like, in prayer, etc.
If you got all these, like, green, like, you feel like the Holy Spirit spoke to you.
And said what? That he's my man.
Yeah, like I guess maybe not clearly to the point where you're like, oh, 100%, like, this is my husband, but it's like, it's giving reassurance in a way that was like, okay, we can proceed.
I still can't do long distance. And I'm not gonna be moving over there with them. Like, obviously, I'll visit them and stuff, but I'm not going to be staying with them. So, yeah, I think it'll be definitely challenging for me to continue.
Would this opinion change if it was a 2-year relationship you'd been in and then...
Oh, certainly, it would change.
So, how would it change? Would you then be willing to do the long distance?
Yeah, I'll try my
Okay, best. Let's narrow it down. A year relationship.
A year relationship.
Yeah.
For me to even get in a relationship, you know I have to feel serious about this person. So, yeah, I would have to try firm it. What about you?
It would be a thing where I would have to be in love with this person. Yeah. Respectfully. Like,
sometimes love is not enough.
But in a way where it's like... there's been future plans, there's been things... actions matching words, there's like an intentionality in a but a year, sorry, no, like a year we try and make it work, but 2 years we'll make it work. So I feel like by 2 years you've been through, not even been through enough, but
you've gone past the terrible twos.
Yeah, so can make it work. This is an interesting one. It's another one again. Sorry, I said I was gonna do one of each, but sometimes it gets a little greasy. Choose between the numbers 5, 6, 9 and 10. 5, 6, 9, 10.
6.
Okay. You realise you've been the toxic person in a past relationship or friendship. How do you process this and what steps do you take?
Okay, first of all, ask, like, prayer, asking for forgiveness and repenting is number one, turning away from that behavior.
Would you apologise to the friend or past partner?
That would be my second. Apologise to them and, yeah, just apologise. Not really.
It would depend on
to...
how it ended. Because if they were being toxic to you, then...
If they were being toxic to me, then I'd also have to forgive them.
Yeah, but would you still apologise if they were being toxic to you?
I mean, we wouldn't be on speaking terms, so no.
I thought we can Bluetooth apologise.
Yeah. I'll just forgive them in my heart and hopefully pray that they forgive me. But if it ended because they were done enough of me, I would then reach out the best way I can and apologise to them.
Mm.
Yeah. And not apologise, like, Akin, like, try and make it... No, not Akin. Listen, his brother, Dutton, like, try and make excuses and...
Mm.
Gaslight.
But also Akin, when he was doing that to Yejide, trying to make it seem like,
yeah.
I also feel like therapy.
Yeah, therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer, apologise, seek forgiveness, forgive. Therapy, for sure.
Proactivity to not...
That'd be true repentance, literally, because...
Encourage them.
Yeah, it's not good to hurt people
willingly. Yeah, especially because you've come to a realisation that, like, that you were being toxic or whatever, so, you know.
Find out the root cause.
True, yeah, because treat the... Was it the source, not the symptoms?
Yeah.
Okay. A little interval with a riddle. Do you want to do one riddle?
Go on then.
Okay. I am lighter when I'm shared, heavier when carried alone, and I grow stronger when acknowledged. What am I?
Trauma.
Yeah, it's emotional pain, struggles.
Wow.
Someone's... You okay, sis?
Huh?
You okay? Because you said that real quick. Like, you carrying a load. You need to share it.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Should we try one more?
Go on then.
Okay. I exist in the space between hello and goodbye. I am built with time, but can shatter in moments.
Trust.
And I'm both given and earned. One trust. Line. She's a good one, guys.
I like poetry. I like riddles, even though that's not poetry, but I like riddles. I like poetry.
Rhyming and stuff like that, I guess.
I think I'd want my husband to give a poetic speech to me.
Then get with an English lit guy, or like an English language guy.
I mean, that could do. You did English lit. It'd be a good balance.
Speech write.
I think you should write it for me. You should write it for him.
I haven't written like a poem in so long.
You should write.
Can't do that.
He says you should send poetic letters to your husband.
That'd be kind of cute.
That's romantic.
You should send it to me.
Both of you should send it to
me. Period. Question to all of you guys. What's something you thought you'd have figured out by now that you're still working on?
Life. When I was 10, I thought I'd be married, be on my third child by now.
I thought I'd have kids by 21. Like, married by 21, kids by 23. 24!
Yeah. It was heavy on 24, 25. 24, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Married, for sure. I thought I would be married. Established in my career. Living abroad somewhere. I don't know. I just thought...
Abroad, she was going to leave us.
Yeah.
But live your life, girl. Gotta do it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought we'd all be like mamas and papas by now.
Yeah. I honestly thought, like... I thought 20s was such big grown ages. But then when I turned 18, turned 19, that's when I realised these grown-ups, like, some of y'all don't know what you were doing. And obviously, I don't really know, but at the time especially, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. So that's when it was sort of like, when you leave school, that's when you realise.
Everyone's still figuring out.
Yeah, because you really look at these adults in your life, especially when you're, like, in your schooling career and think, they've all got it sorted.
Even like our parents, this is their first time living. So exactly. They're still figuring out day by day. Daily. Mm.
I think that's the thing that really does exist with this podcast. Like, knowing that it's literally everyone's first time doing life.
Like, literally. Yeah. In between these moments. Our first time.
Mm-hmm. Literally. all these in between time, all the first time,
and the thing is, time does not repeat itself.
Yeah. It's so.
Yeah.
And sometimes, even if you're like, oh, you can learn things from people telling you, you can learn whatever wisdom from others, but sometimes you just have to experience bit of life yourself to just be like, okay, I've learned what I need to learn in this season and take the knowledge on to the next.
Imagine trying to figure out life, yeah, and then your child's asking you about something that you didn't know the answer to. You're just like...
I just want to go sleep, man.
Yeah, you can't, because they're still up and awake.
Yeah. Got things to tend to.
If you were presented with a situation where you're going to be mum.
Mm.
Well, I didn't know why I said it like that. If you're pregnant right now.
Presented with a situation.
I said that in my Bible study yesterday, like, oh, my friend said this girl was giving a testimony about something that she was avoiding for a certain amount of years. My friend was like, can you just say it, please? And I was like, oh, she's abstaining. She's like, right? I just thought, let's be polite. You know what I mean? But, cool. Let's say, like, you're pregnant now.
Presented with pregnancy. Right.
Handed over to you.
Right.
Do you feel like, in this current state of Loretto, that you'll be ready to be a mother?
No. The thing is,
I think presented with the situation, you would just fight it out. For
yeah,
sure.
I would adapt to it. But the thing is, facets to
motherhood,
but there's certain facets that I think I would be very, like, obviously, to, like, love. But you never know once, because obviously the hormones and stuff, but I'd imagine that, like, obviously I'd love the childcare, emotionally, all that. I'd really, but I think there's other facets, like,
Being organised, being patient.
I'm organised, I'm patient.
Yeah, but like handling multiple forms of stress plus...
I think I can hack that.
So you can then?
No, I'm thinking more financial. Oh, financially. Financial. If really and truly, if I was financially free and... Yeah, if I was financially free and like my life was how it, I guess, is now... And if I was in, like, a obviously married, I'd have them kids.
I think...
Like, what's it? I was going to say Millie Bobby Brown, but... I don't know why she... But Kylie Jenner, she was 21, I think, when she had her first child. And she's very financially free, so it's, like...
Yeah, true. It does... Yeah, it
eases the burden a little bit, but that's not... I feel like motherhood is a lot more than just... being able to financially support your child. There's so much more to it than that. So I personally don't think I would be ready for that responsibility right now. But if faced with it, like you said, you adapt and you do what you gotta do. But if I flip the question back to yourself, you sent a story, how do you think you would handle being presented with pregnancy?
I think I'll, like, adapt, as you said. Fuck it out. I think for me...
I'm imagining Cinta as a mum. Guys, you see Cinta here smiling with cutesy, yeah? But I can imagine you being like, mum, like, I don't do that. Like, you'll be in the shop and be like, let me get home. Yeah.
That's the thing, like, I want to become more patient.
Mm.
Yeah. I want to become more patient.
I just want them to have some keys, man.
Like, they will know that their mum loves them down. Like, they will know, yeah, mummy loves me. Like, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
However.
But mummy don't play.
No. Patience.
Needs to grow a bit.
Just a tiny bit. Because, to be fair.
I feel like a willpower comes when you're a mum. The strength to just endure.
Yeah, I know, because I remember, like, 2 summers ago, I was looking after my younger cousins, both boys. By the way, guys, I want boys.
She's going to have 4 of them, the one girl at the end.
Yes. Oh, you know.
I see it.
So I was looking after them, and they're in their prime annoying ages, like 5 and 7. Do you know what I mean? So many questions, like, they don't listen. They just, like, they've got so much energy.
Yeah.
And I took them out for the whole day. In the beginning, they were so calm. Like, I was like, yeah, this is an easy ride. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Until you feed them with, like, snacks or sweets. Then they have, like, the baddest energy. They just bounce up walls and stuff. They're running ahead of you, like, oh, my gosh, I can't
That's another thing, the energy. The energy to have kids. Because, you know, like now, for example, if we're having like a really stressful day, whatever, we could take a nap.
Yeah, you can't do that. And we just come bouncing your head. Like, mommy, what's for dinner?
That's another thing. Oh my gosh. guys, you have to think about breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm. 5-7 times a week.
Snacks.
My husband knows, like, every time, like, let me not say every time, but, like, let's say I'm talking to a man, right, I let them know, don't think that I'm going to be cooking 7 times a week. Maybe even 3 if you're lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Because breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh. I was even thinking the other day, like...
And then if you're working too, so you come back from work, you're tired. And then they come back from school.
Mommy, what's for...
Tired? You mean you're going to go pick them up from school and they're asking you on the way as you give them their snacks to make sure that they're not so hungry for dinner time.
And you've come
back... But then dinner time, they're ravenous.
The overstimulation, like, I'll imagine you're on TFL. Packed out tube, packed out bus.
No, I'm not doing TFL.
But I'm just saying, like, imagine.
Okay.
Packed out tube, packed out bus. And then, cool, you go to, because maybe you parked at the station, hop in the car, go straight to the kids' school, have to wait till the kids come out, get the kids get in the car, obviously with this energy, love them, you know, love the kids. But it's like, the overstimulation.
Mommy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like, patience, because I swear... I said, because I feel like I'll just have to just sit in the car for a little bit. You know, the kids are just acting naughty at the back. I just have to go like this. I'm zone out, dissociate a little bit. Just a little bit.
Pray for patience within us and patience within our partners. Pray for patience with them double.
Yeah.
Because you need that extra.
But
we're all patient people, though.
No, we are. I guess, to be fair, because we were one of the youngest cousins, like, we had younger cousins,
yeah,
but we were too young to care for them.
Yeah, however, exactly,
some people had like younger cousins when they were like our age, yeah, so they had the experience of caring for younger children.
Yeah,
so I feel like
I low-key did, though.
Yeah, you low-key did. I only joined here and there, but at that point they were talking, they were walking, they were doing everything by themselves. But those are sometimes that we used to bathe them. I remember because
my secondary school was really close to them.
Yeah.
So I did spend like a good amount of time with them.
Okay, you had more of an experience, but I didn't have like look after my baby type of experience. Like the first time I had that by myself was when my friend asked me to look after her daughter, my goddaughter. But she was a newborn, so all I did was like, and like feed her. That's all I did, but I haven't. Apart from my 2 younger cousins, I haven't really looked after, like...
I was telling my work bestie to have a kid.
Telling everybody to have a child, aren't you?
Yeah, because I'm not ready.
Just presenting them the situation.
She's married, though.
Oh, period. Yeah.
Yeah.
When she's ready. Wow. She's our age. That's amazing. When she's ready.
Yeah, obviously when she's ready, no pressure, but...
But yeah, I was thinking the other day... I was literally thinking this on Saturday. Saturday, I cooked breakfast. I cooked dinner. I didn't cook lunch because I had to go to my tailor's. I cooked dinner and I made dessert. My brother and my mum were like, whoa. And I was just like, yeah, I just prepared myself.
Did you know? Sorry. Please said, whoa.
Did you know? You know when you're younger? When you were younger, did you ever have friends, yeah, that would tell you, oh, let's say Monday we have, like, English food, Tuesday we have Mexican, Wednesday we have...
No.
I was thinking, I really want to enforce that structure in my household.
That'd be good so you can explore, like, different cuisines from different countries. Especially, like, being in the UK, you can go down the world food aisle and find...
Yeah, fine. But I know for sure that my kids and my husband will buy into me because, let's say I'm trying all these other cuisines. Obviously, I wouldn't have the expertise to cook it the way that it's meant to be. So I might be laughing at me like, Mum, this is crap. But that's all the experience. Yeah.
Husband, though.
That's the experience, though.
Bless his taste buds.
I can cook, guys, don't worry.
She can cook, but it's just like exploration.
Yeah. Cooks, maybe Tuesday would be Mexican night. But okay, moving on.
Okay, guys, in the next couple episodes, we're going to be doing topics, different things. We're still deciding on the next book that we want to start, so stay tuned.
I was going to say that.
Ooh, great minds think alike.
period. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Oh, and comment too.
Mm-hmm.
Follow yeah. your girl.
Don't be shy.
On the gram, and we on TikTok too.
At years in between pod.
Yes, you know.
And for our auditory listeners, don't forget to rate us
five stars.
Is she okay? Guys, rate us 5 stars. You know the drill.
We forgot to tell you guys we have a live show coming up. I'm joking. Soon.
I don't think I could do that, you know.
Neither could I.
We might end up eating our words.
For a reason I cannot say.
Anyway, we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
How did someone come up with tomato ketchup?
Do you know what it was? I imagine they were eating, like, I don't know, tomato, like, and they probably had some honey in their mouth or something sweet, because tomato ketchup is actually quite, like, a little bit sweet. So they probably had the concoction and said, let's make this a sauce.
But how did they come up with, like, tomato ketchup sauce? And why is
probably
it called
blended in.
Ketchup?
Defo, obviously it's American, but, like, defo is an American something going on over there.
Ketchup.
Yeah, I think
ketchup. Like, who thinks of ketchup?
Maybe someone said, like, a tomato ketchup. Like, ketchup. And then like, ketchup over the years.
I guess maybe you catch up with the...
Catch up. Get the food to catch up with the... You heard it here first, guys. Okay.
Because it's not called barbecue ketchup, is it? It's called barbecue sauce. Or mayonnaise. It's tomato ketchup. And that when people say ketchup, you don't associate it with other sauces. You just associate it with ketchup. Tomato ketchup.
Thoughts would be center.
Yeah, I have these. Like, I literally ask God the randomest things ever.
It's cute.